State legislature agreed on an energy relief package last night, just 3 hours before the close of the special session. The package differs greatly from the Senate's proposal that puts money directly towards home heating fuel and electric bills. Instead, it provides for a $1,200 resource rebate for every Alaskan who qualifies for a PFD. That excludes about 45,000 Alaskans, including many first and second year Bush Alaska teachers. District 37 Representative Bryce Edgman says it's a good deal, but it's not what he was trying for.
Well, it was that or leave town empty-handed. And with the skyrocketing cost of energy, I, along with virtually every other rural and Fairbanks legislator, given the choice of supporting $1,200 to help somebody out with their energy costs versus standing up in protest and, you know, maybe leading the charge to leave Juneau with nothing, didn't make any sense. So I know there'll be some unintended consequences out there of this payment, and I'll be, you know, very clear that it wasn't my first choice to hand everybody out the $1,200 payment, because I thought, along again with a lot of other legislators, that the short-term energy package should have been directed more towards those who needed it, and in some way that would have gone directly to energy costs.
The package also included an increase in the Power Cost Equalization Program, $50 million additional dollars towards the Renewable Energy Fund, and a suspension of gasoline, aviation fuel, and marine fuel taxes. The total cost of the package is about $900 million, most of which will go into the rebate checks. Edgman says the legislature and a new special energy task force will look into longer-term energy solutions during the winter session. They'll also determine how to use the expected billions of dollars in revenue from the oil tax program developed last summer.